Proclamation number 239 dated the December 27th, 1937. Activity in the beyond. Effect on the uninformed. Everyone will receive what he requires. Believe me, my child, it is entirely up to you. If you spend your days with trust in God, you will, time and again, have the opportunity to find the Savior, and all admonitions and instructions offered to you will always encourage you to refine your spirit and soul. Don't give in to any negative notions. Always fight against them and try to treat everyone with kindness. Then you'll find it increasingly easier to master such days, which can easily set you back. Every step of the way needs to be overcome. No one will ever reach the goal without effort, and only constant battle leads to victory. You will find it far more satisfying when you have succeeded and, full of love and devotion, turn to the Savior again. The more sincerely you pray to Him, the stronger the Lord's strength and help will be. Never lose confidence and fight against spiritual lethargy. Dear child, once again we want to inform you about the activity in the beyond, in the world over there, which is still closed to you. Many souls are lingering in a state which they find difficult to separate from. This is always the case when they have neither realized on earth nor in their present state that they are able to change this state for themselves. As long as this awareness has not yet arisen in them, they helplessly and idly wander through the universe, with constant longing for the earth and the environment they had left behind, and it often takes a long time until they finally realize that they can and must make an effort. And once again we want to point out to you that these earthbound beings are often near you. Until they have grasped the meaning and value of your spiritual work, they must observe much, and you are constantly surrounded by such straying souls. This alone should be an incentive for you not to slacken, and your work of improving yourself is also watched by them and does not remain without an impression. Once they have grasped the richly blessed effect of the connection from the beyond to earth, the strong urge to take part in this will also awaken in them, to help wherever possible, and they will longingly turn towards every ray of light in the hope of reaching a brighter environment which is permeated by light. This will always be easier for those who had not entirely opposed spiritual thoughts. However, how many regarded everything of a spiritual nature as strange on earth? How many constantly oppose these issues in a negative way? It will often take a long time in the beyond before they gain realization, and we are very pleased if such souls follow your activity as well, albeit for the time being they do not avail themselves of any practical application. Behold, my child, you must therefore faithfully persevere for love of the Savior, who takes loving care of every being, of every spiritually dark and straying soul. A single human being with goodwill and love for the Savior can bring infinitely many blessings to such beings. He gains much grace for himself. He can help people on earth. He shows countless poor souls the right path. They did not succeed in the valley of earth, but every soul is so grateful now for the help they receive from the valley of earth, because their struggle in the beyond is so much harder than on earth. Amen.